Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle, and I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. In this episode, we're going to take a look at our June Semiconductor, Mimics, and RFICs issue. The cover story is written by Eric Heim of Strategy Analytics, and he talks about semiconductor trends in the sub-6 gigahertz 5G networks. And he takes a look at the RF front-end architectures, how they're changing and different approaches, and then also looks at the market forecast for the semiconductor technologies that will go into those various architectures. So it's a great article to check out. What do we have for technical features?
Well, we have a joint article from Boonton Electronics and Empower RF on measuring the linearity of GaN power amplifiers using power measurements. This is particularly useful when the power amplifier is handling a complex modulated signal. We also have part two of the article series on a MEMS switch with metamaterial contacts. This is jointly written by Synergy Microwave and the Indian Institute of Technology. And this month, our online spotlight is a tutorial on RF microwave power measurement, tracing the evolution of benchtop power meters to power sensors, and now how the two can be integrated to provide the best features of both. And that's supplied by Roden Schwartz.
So we had one product feature, and that was an 8-channel front-end RFIC that claims to hold a new record for power efficiency and integration for 28 gigahertz. And this is from MixComm, who we recently interviewed on this episode a couple weeks ago. The 5G millimeter wave market is really getting crowded with a lot of these companies, so it'll be interesting to see how it all falls out. Now, we did have a special guest join us remotely today. Tim Bronner, product line manager at Knowles Precision Devices, joined us to discuss the 5G passives market. So let's take a look at a clip from that now.
In addition to millimeter wave small cells, what other applications does your technology support?
Yeah, good question. We were developing surface mount components at millimeter wave long before it was, what you could say is cool, right? The 5G at millimeter wave is just one slice of the interesting innovations and trends we've helped with as our customers have transitioned to these higher frequencies. And some of that's because the dielectrics we use are really well suited to making microwave filters. The material characteristics, coefficient of thermal expansion, the frequency stability over temperature, and thin film manufacturing, as a few, offer higher repeatability, offer us the ability to really put together a nice package component.
Turning to the news, the Global Mobile Suppliers Association reported that the number of commercially available 5G devices has continued to grow and has now broken the 100 barrier. There's 112 devices reported at the end of May 2020. 72% of all these devices identified as supporting sub-6 gigahertz spectrum bands, while 28% was understood to support the millimeter wave bands, and 22% actually supported both millimeter wave and sub-6 gigahertz as far as the report goes. And then on the acquisition front, National Instruments announced that they have planned to acquire Optimal Plus, and this is the data intelligence company. The acquisition will be good for expanding NI's enterprise software capabilities so they can provide their customers with business critical insights through the advanced product analytics across their product development flow and supply chain. So what did you see in the news, Gary?
Well, the Open RAN concept seems to be gaining momentum both technically and politically. The O-RAN Alliance and GSMA recently announced a collaboration. They're working to have a unified industry roadmap for the mobile network and, as they describe it, quote, harmonize the open networking ecosystem, unquote. This is the third side of the triangle between the O-RAN Alliance and the telecom infrastructure project, and they're all now working together. And Nokia, already a member of the O-RAN Alliance, has now joined the new O-RAN Policy Coalition, which was announced on May 6th. The O-RAN Policy Coalition sees its mission as complementing the groups that are working to develop technical standards. Instead, they will focus on regulatory policy. And the O-RAN concept aligns the mobile operators who want to reduce infrastructure cost and their dependence on a single network equipment manufacturer with the interests of the U.S. government, which sees an open and distributed architecture as a way to unseat Huawei from its leading market position. So it will be interesting to see how quickly the O-RAN concept gets adopted and how much funding the U.S. government puts behind it.
For events, just a reminder that European Microwave Week has been rescheduled for January 10th through the 15th next year in Utrecht, and EDICON China has been rescheduled to October 13th and 14th in Beijing. And on the virtual side, just a reminder that Altair is having their 2020 Global Experience June 3 and 4, and RFMW is co-sponsoring an online symposium with TTI, and that's on June 10th. It's called Reality 2020. And then we'll explore 5D solutions with companies such as Qorvo and Amplion.
Well, we've now posted all 5 episodes of our series, Marketing in the Age of COVID-19, and we're pleased with how it all turned out. We've had some interesting conversations with 11 leaders in the industry, each discussing how their companies have responded to the pandemic. You can find those videos in the multimedia section of the Microwave Journal website, or you can listen to the conversations on our podcast stream. That's it for this episode. We want to thank our sponsors, RFMW, a pure play distributor of RF microwave products, and Knowles Precision Devices. The company supplies multi and single layer, high reliability precision variable capacitors, RF filters, splitters and couplers, and EMI filters. Thanks for watching, and please stay well.